Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hope y'all didn't hear that. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. So glad to be here with you today. Bless God, and trusting that you're well, each one of you are well today, and you're in great spirits today. Yes, yes, I'm trusting that you are. I know, but you just don't know. No, I don't know. You know, so why don't you call me and tell me at 347-857-3925 and tell me, help enlighten me of what's going on in your life today that we can pray for you as you pray for us also. We all have something going on, don't we? My. I tell you, life. You know, I think about a song, old song, you know, worldly song, of course. Life could be a dream. It could be a dream, huh? Couldn't it? Yes. You say some of it's a nightmare, right? Praise God. But God is good, isn't it? I'm so glad to be alive, aren't you?
Amen.
Glad to be alive, regardless of the circumstances. I'm so happy for that today, and I'm trusting you are too. And we're going to have a good time today, are we not? Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, we do have Pastor Sharon here. She probably got some good word there today. Yes. They got to look at me. Praise the Lord. Yes, we are looking for some word. Hey, maybe you have a word. Do you have a word over there? Well, call in and let me hear what the Lord is telling you. That'll be nice, huh? Come on, I want to know what God is telling you too. Praise the Lord, and we welcome that, okay? 347-857-3925, and approach the one. All right, here is Sister Day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, giving God all honor, glory, and praise that is due unto his holy name. Thanking him for this day, thanking him for hearing prayers and answering prayers. Father, as we come before you, asking you, Father, for forgiveness of any sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, Father, knowingly and unknowingly, Father. We ask you for your forgiveness, Lord. Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, I ask you to touch each and every person, name by name, Lord. You know what they need, Lord, Father. We thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for your will being done. We thanking you for clarifying minds, hearts right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we continue to pray for Bill, Lord, Father. Continue to pray for his healing after he suffered a stroke, Lord, Father. We thank you for touching each and every part of his body that was affected, Lord. And we thanking you as he continued to move, Lord, Father. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for continual strength in his limbs right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for Miss Kim Merchant that suffered a brain aneurysm, Lord. We continue to pray healing to her, Lord. We thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for touching her in a mighty and a special way, Lord, Father. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father, as you strengthen her, Lord, Father. Father, we're looking forward for a praise report on her right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for Thomas Hyde right now that has liver cancer, Lord. Father, knowing that nothing is too hard for you, Lord. Father, we know that you're a healer, Lord, Father. For you said by your stripes we are healing. We're thanking you right now for your healing, Lord. Father, all those that have some sort of cancer, Lord, Father, we thank you for healing, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father, for Crystal Gibbs right now, Lord, Father, what you're doing for her as you continue to bring her through, Lord, Father. We're thanking you right now for touching Deidre, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for touching Jennifer right now, Lord, Father. Marion Cruz right now, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them, Lord, Father. Father, if they don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Father, we pray this day, Lord, that you allow someone to lead them, Lord, Father God, to you right now in the name of Jesus, Father, and they accept you, Lord. Father, knowing, Lord, Father, their healing, their strength, Lord, Father, the very bread, Father, comes from you, Lord, and we're thanking you right now in Jesus' name, Lord, Father. Continue to touch Sandra, Lord, Father. Continue to heal her body, Lord, Father, and touch her mind as well, Lord, Father. We speak complete healing over her right now in the name of Jesus, Father. We also continue to hold Sharon Sanders in prayer, Lord, Father. Continue to touch and heal her body in the name of Jesus, Father. Touch our listeners right now, Lord, Father. Father, whatever they may need, Lord, Father, they may need healing right now, Lord. They may need comfort, Lord. Father, just love right now, Lord, Father. Father, encouragement right now. We speak it into them right now in the name of Jesus. Thanking you right now for your will being done, Lord. Father, those that are listening now and about to listen at a later time, we thank you, Lord, Father, for touching them, Lord. Give them the ears and the heart to receive the word as it come forth, Lord. Father, I ask you to decrease my apostle and pastor as the word come forth, Lord. Use them in a mighty and a special way, Lord, Father, as you continue to decrease them as you increase in them, Lord. Father, touch my apostle, Lord. Touch her, Lord, from the crown of her head, Father, to the soles of her feet, Lord, Father. Knowing no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now, giving it back to you, canceling all assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder, Lord, Father, anyone that are listening or, Father, speaking in this broadcast, Lord, Father. We ask you to show up and show out, Lord, Father. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Well, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is still good. Amen, amen. He is still good, people. I tell you, I don't know what we would do without the Lord. Do you know? No, and don't want to really know what to do without it, you know. Thank God, thank God. All right, let me read a little something for you here today, a nice little word I come across for you today. Self-knowledge is the first step toward self-control. Self-discipline is the pathway to self-development. Self-sacrifice is the gateway to self-discovery. Self-knowledge is the first step toward self-control. Self-discipline is the pathway to self-development. Self-sacrifice is the gateway to self-discovery. Are you discovering yourself today? I trust that you are. Yes, yes, yes. Praise God. I tell you, God is still good, people. Y'all have to kind of excuse me today. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, I made, didn't I tell you I'm making the devil mad yesterday? I made him so mad he pulled out the stops against me. Oh, yesterday, last night, he pulled the stops out against me. You hear what I'm saying? It was a battle. A battle. I'm still battling. Amen. I trust you praying for me, right? All right. Amen. You make the devil mad. You know he wasn't going to let it just go like that. Isn't that right? Hmm? Praise God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, anyhow.
I'm still saying hallelujah anyway. Praise God. Praise God. I mean, he gave it to me with both barrels. Yes, he did. Both barrels, he did. But let me tell you, I'm still on the battlefield. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I'm still encouraged. Aren't you encouraged? Praise the Lord. Praise God. Today, hello. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hello. Praise God. All right. I was just going to read a little bit on Matthew, the 14th chapter here. Starting at the 26th verse, I'm going to start with. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee out, thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Now, I'm just going to stop there for right now. I'm stopping there. Okay, all I'm giving you a thought now is time for you to get out the boat. Huh? All right. That's why you have to frustrate the devil, because you got to get out the boat to frustrate it. You got to get out the boat to make him mad. Get out of your comfort zone. That's all we're trying to tell you today. When you get out of your comfort zone that is familiar with you, you're familiar with that comfort. You're familiar with nobody getting on your nerves or bothering you. You're familiar with nobody saying any unkind words to you. You're familiar with all of these things, do you know? Yes, yes. And you can't frustrate nobody staying in your comfort zone, can you? You make people mad when you do something. Take action. Ah, yes, yes, take action. That's what it is. What is the action, huh? Faith is an action word, huh? And you can't have faith and not get into action. Do something, huh? You got to do something that you never done before. Praise the Lord. Amen. You sure do. You can't make him mad just doing your regular stuff. Because he know what you're doing. He know that you ain't going nowhere. But when you get out the boat and you going somewhere now, you're doing something that nobody else did. You're doing something that they say is impossible to do. Lord have mercy. You see what I'm talking about? By making them mad, make them soothsayers mad that done fix portions for you, trying to bind you up and put you in bondage and everything. Make them mad too. Come on now. Soon as you let them know that you didn't break me, you didn't kill me. Come on, talk to the devil now. Tell him, "You ain't killed me. I'm telling me now. You might have, you kind of took a little sleep from me, praise God, but I ain't stopped yet." Still on the wall pad. Ah, yes, son. The wall is on. Did you hear what I'm saying? The devil, he's still doing it. I'm still doing. I'm standing the ground. You know what they be talking about? Talking about standing your ground. Well, I'm standing in my ground. That's it. Are you standing yours today? Are you going to let the devil just
keep on at you and keep frustrating you, keep getting you all upset and keep you giving up all the time? Are you going to keep on letting him do that? Well, I ain't letting him do that. I'm voicing my voice right now, amen, to these people that is trying to do things to me. Oh, yes, I am. I'm standing my ground. Amen now. Yeah. Come on. Are you? It's time for you to do. Get out the boat now. See, you can't accomplish nothing just in the boat with the rest of the people. All the disciples was in the boat, right, with Peter. And he the only one that spoke up. If you, Lord, bid me to come, you know, I know it's you. You know, I ain't going to be afraid now. The rest of them afraid. The rest of these jive jokers afraid. Say, I'm not going to be afraid. But you just bid me to come, and I'm going to get out of this boat and experience something I never experienced before. I'm going to do what you do, Lord. Oh, my, my, my. And you know Jesus stood his ground. He had so much opposition against him. He had so many people that hated him, and he never did anything wrong. You ain't got to do nothing wrong for people to hate you and set themselves against you. You ain't got to do a thing wrong, huh? You just live and try to live good, you know, and they hate it when they see you living good. My, 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 my. Ooh, Lord have mercy, I tell you. We were there in our house, and the pipe broke in their kitchen there, you know, and we had water everywhere, you know. And then it had water running, broke in the bathroom, two of them, both of them. You know, had water running out both ways. You tell me, he tried, and we couldn't cook nothing because we had to cut the stuff off, you know, wouldn't cut it on or nothing. And so we said, well, what are we going to eat? Hello, praise God. Oh, Lord, let me tell you, God is good. He's humorous. He's humorous because I say, you know what? I say, hey, Bishop got some gift cards in his pocket. I say, there's our dinner. Praise God. Woo, yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah. I tell you, I mean, now what was the odds that the devil would do that? All of a sudden now, all this water just poured. We don't know where the water coming from, how it's coming or nothing. The pan fill up fast as you put it in there, you see, to try to catch it. All of these things happen. See, you ain't the only person that the devil after. I know he after me. I know he want to shut me up, you see, but he can't shut old blabbermouth up. Hello now, you hear what I'm saying? The more he frustrate me, the more I'm going to throw it back at him, you see. And he said, I'm a fixer. That's what he said yesterday, he going to fix me. And I get some texts, what kind of texts they were? They wasn't so nice. Okay. There wasn't no nice Texas. You see what I'm saying? And they kept on bringing them, you know, kept on sending them, you know. So Sister Diane say, listen, don't get yourself upset, stressed out, anything. Remember, hallelujah in the house. That's what she said last night. Hallelujah in the house. I said, okay. She said, this don't answer the phone. Don't look at the phone. I said, okay, I ain't looking at the phone no more. Praise God. But it kept on. You see, things kept going, kept going. The devil just kept things going because I told him he wouldn't frustrate me no more. I'm going to frustrate him and make him mad. I said that. Didn't I say that, y'all? Y'all heard me say it, didn't you? Yes, I did. And he did what he was going to do. I guess he got some more today. I don't know what he do. But, you know, that's okay. We ready for that, too. We going to get ready for all of this stuff. Amen. Because it just don't make sense, some of the stuff that come out of people's mouth when they lie. I don't care if you tell the truth. If I did certain things, I did it. I'm going to admit that. But if I didn't do it, don't be lying on me. You see, I'm trying to live honestly with everybody.
Amen.
You see, present things honestly to them. And they still don't want to take that. They want to, see, I know where they got it from, you know. They got it from the higher up. You know, praise God. You know, the chief of the United States, you know. They getting this stuff from, coming out these bags with this stuff. But you know one thing? I ain't mad. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Hello, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, my God, my God. Let me tell you, how about you? What he did to you today? What have he done to you? He done wore out your last nerve, too. Praise God. Come on. Get back at him right now. Make him mad and do the opposite of what he was looking for you to do. Rejoice, praise the Lord, glorify his name, lift him up, oh my God, until he speak from eternity today. Come on, lift him up today. Glorify God today. I tell you, everything going to be all right. It's all right. I ain't going to say going to be. Forget the word going to be. It's all right already. Amen. This problem is solved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can we believe that today? Can we frustrate him in standing on that word today? Can we make him mad, all his diviners mad, as the scriptures said? Oh, we going to make him mad today. Madder than it was before. Amen. You just got me rolled up here. Hallelujah, Jesus. I can preach. Yeah, come on. Get out the boat now. Get out that place you in. You so comfortable and no, you don't, nothing bothers your sleep. And nothing got you up at night walking the floor saying, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. And Lord, where are you right now? Lord, I need you. You ain't got out your comfort zone yet. Get out of that soft pillow top bed. Get on out of there right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's it. Get out right now. Oh, my God, and start doing something you ain't never done before. Let the world know that you praising God anyhow, that you love Jesus. Talk about it. Talk about his goodness. Talk about what he's doing right now for you. Talk about your faith in him, you trusting and believing and obeying him right now. Just go on, talk about it. Make the devil mad and talk about it. I dare you to do it today. Come on now. Hallelujah. You know, I wasn't going to say nothing. Praise God.
Oh, my Holy Ghost, have your way.
I just want you to get out the boat now. Huh? Thing been going smoothly for you. Everything just about what you want was going smooth. You had friends, huh? Your family talking nice, pretty decent. Everything look good, don't it? But honey, it's getting shook up right now. Cause you finna get out the boat. Come on, jump on out right now and go with Jesus. Come on, go with him. Walk with him through the trials. Walk with him through every tribulation that approaching you. Walk with him right now. I dare you to walk with him and see the goodness and the glory of God begin to surround you. My God, my God. You ought to try it today. Try it today, somebody. All you got to do is try it. Don't matter what's going on in your household. Amen. Don't matter if you got some crazy children. Don't matter if you got some crazy mother and a father. It don't matter. They all go crazy sometimes. You know, praise the Lord. Some of them throw a fit on you sometimes, don't they? Uh-huh. You don't want to admit it, but they do. Come on now, listen. You got one going, having a fit now. What you doing? Letting them have a fit and you going to cry. Don't cry. Get back with the, I ain't say cuss nobody out now. Okay, didn't say shoot nobody or cut nobody, huh? Don't do none of that and don't go to the hoodoo worker. Don't go get nothing to fix nobody with now. Jesus will fix everything up himself that needs to be fixed. You hear what I'm saying now, huh? When you get out the boat, huh, that shows that you are trusting him. He told Peter, say, come. You know, he ain't giving but one word. He ain't giving a whole lot of words, you know, like you want to hear prophecy. Yea, the Lord will say unto you, blah, 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 blah. You want to hear all of that word, and all God can give you is one word. Come, trust. You know, trust me today, huh? Glory to God. Trust me and get on up out the boat. Get out of that comfort zone. Get out of that place where you're doing so good. You got enough money for everything. Do you know, it's a hard thing when you ain't got enough money for nothing. You know, you might as well just go and give it to God that what you do have, because it ain't enough to pay nothing for with, you know. Isn't that the way it is? My goodness, my goodness. Let me tell you, that's how you frustrate the devil. You say, I'm not going to let you stop me from giving. I'm not going to let you stop me from living. I'm not going to let you stop me from doing anything for the Lord, praising him and glorifying him. Oh, and smiling too. Keep your smile on. Keep your smile on now. Come on, praise God, praise God. Smile. Come on, let me see that pretty smile right now. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Come on, smile now. Come on. That's it. That's it. You can smile. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to get you out of that dungeon you in. You've been in that dungeon so long, you're beginning to look like the wall. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. Get on up out of there. Huh? Get out. Get out right now. Say, I must escape. I shall escape. This is my escape hatch right now. Say, right now is my escape hatch, because I'm going by faith. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God. I'm just, you know, overwhelmed with goodness and mercy of God, because, you know, I know you know when you're doing something right, the devil start on you from every angle, everything he gets at, and that he try to bring you down one way or another. Ooh, yeah, I've been operating on high of my sugar, blood, whatever it was operating on high for weeks on end, you know, and I was just out of it, kind of, okay, you see. But let me tell you, God stepped in. Did y'all hear me? God stepped in. Hallelujah. After I told the devil he ain't going to frustrate me no more, I'm going to frustrate you. Now, I'm going to make you mad, devil. Come on now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ooh, my hallelujah. He's still good. He's still good. I can keep saying that. He's still good. If I don't say nothing else, he's still good, because I done got out that boat. That boat was what? It had me in limitations. See, I was in limitation. I could not spread my wings. Did you see? So you got to get out where you can spread your wings. God wants you to spread your wings. He wants you to enlarge your borders. You know, get that mindset of enlarging your borders, enlarging your territory. Ooh, my God, can you do it? Can you do it today? Hallelujah. Can you do it now? Right now, right now. Set your mind to that today. You know, just like you set your clock back. Now set your mind to that right now. Set it to it right now. And this is what you're going to continue to think from now on, huh? I'm not going to let you frustrate me no more. I'm not going to let you make me mad, but I'm going to make you mad, devil. Uh-huh, yeah, because I am going to do the impossible. I'm going the limit that God has given me to go. I'm going all the way out of the boat, huh? I'm not going to just dangle my foot round the side and just let the water touch my toes, but I'm finna just get the whole body out in there. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You see me getting all the way out there now? You come on, get on out there now. Come on, get on out there. You can do it. Don't let him fool you. Don't let him lie to you, because that's all he do is lie. He don't know nothing else to do. The Bible say he's the father of lies, huh? He's a liar from the beginning. And he's going to be a lying in. So the truth ain't in him. He couldn't tell it if his life depended on it. See, that's the devil. devil. That's the one you allowing to have so much room in your life. See, you open up your house and gave him a room. You gave him the most comfortable room in your house, didn't you? Your mind, the room of your mind. You gave him that. You gave him that to play with, to keep you in the ray all the time, keep you wondering, is God real? Is he going to help me? Is he going to bring me out? Is he going to heal me? Your mind is constantly going like that. Is my children going to ever get saved? And, you know, all kinds of things is up in that room of your mind. You have allowed him to rent out your room. Time to evict him. Huh? Get him on out. Get him out now. See, that's all of that is when you get out of the boat. It's time to get out, people. Get out of it. Huh? Take a chance. Huh? Say, listen here. Hey, I ain't what you call gambling, but Jesus told me to come, and that's my opportunity. We can lose the word chance and say that's my opportunity. To let these other guys who are fearful, see that I'm bold. See that I got nerve enough to get out of the boat, huh, and walk on water. Oh, my God, can you see yourself walking on water right now? You're walking on it right now. Oh, yes, you are. Yes, that's spiritual water. You see yourself walking on? See yourself walking? Look at yourself now. Oh, my God, you got to see yourself. I'm telling you, you remember what the Lord began to tell, God began to tell his disciples all that, said to them, praise God, hallelujah. What happened? What you see? What do you see? That's what God is asking. What do you see? All right, right now, praise God. All right, praise the Lord. All right, we have Jason on the line. I believe his name is. Want to ask a question? We try if we can. If we can't, we'll find somebody else.
Yeah, I had a question for you. How you doing today?
Hi, Jason.
Yeah,
go ahead.
My question is basically when I was a child, right, when I was 3 years old, my mother basically had taken me, like basically it was just me and my brother. My brother was 1.5 years old at the time, and I was 3. My mother, for some reason, she basically left my brother with the babysitter, and she took me out grocery shopping, and I was 3 at the time. Some odd reason, the babysitter, I guess she was smoking in the house. The house caught on fire, and my 1.5-year-old brother died at 1.5 years old.
Oh.
And now I'm 32, and I had an accident last week. And basically the doctor says I'm going to be paralyzed for the rest of my life, which there's no way around it. And I'm angry with God right now because it's like I read the Bible, and God sees the future. And I read the article where they said 100 million babies die globally all over the world. And by default, because they're babies, they automatically get a free ride to heaven. Because if you're under a certain age, you can't choose right and wrong, because a 1-2-year-old don't know what's right and wrong. So by default, those babies go to heaven. 100 million babies die globally all over the world that are under 5 years old, which means 100 babies are going to heaven every year. Like, they're not going through any struggles, nothing. My question I had for God, and God has not answered my prayer yet, is, if he knew he was going to let me live, because my mother said at the time when my brother was 1.5 years old, she would have left me with the babysitter, but something in her mind just told her to take her with me. And I get upset with my mom to this day, and I said, you should have left me in the house to die with my brother, because then I would have went to heaven. Because life is hard. It's very hard, especially for a black man in America. And even when I was normal, I had struggles getting jobs, because I already know the reason why they wouldn't give me jobs, because I was black. I automatically knew that, because I have a bachelor's degree, I speak proper English, I have no criminal record, and life was always hard for me. And now I'm paralyzed due to an accident, and I don't know why God's making me go through this. And it's like I have a resentment towards God, which I don't want to have, because it's like he should have just let me die when I was 3 years old with my brother, because my brother's in heaven now. And I honestly believe I honestly believe I'm going to hell because the anger I have in my heart is so strong that nothing's going to save me. So it's like God condemned me to hell. Like he chose my brother at 1.5 years old to go to heaven, and I'm going to hell because I'm angry, and that angry is not going to change. Because I read the Bible, and it's like God already write. The Bible says God has already written your name in the book of eternal life. My name's not going to be in the book because I'm angry, and that anger is not going to change because there's 100 million babies that die every year, and they automatically go to heaven. How come I couldn't be one of those 100 babies that get an easy ticket to heaven? I could have easily went to heaven because life is hard. Life is very hard, especially for black men in America. It's very hard, and it's not fair. It's just not fair.
Jason, life is not fair. It's true. And it sounds like you have a pretty bad deal, so to speak. But you do have a chance to turn it around. It's your choice. You said you're going to stay angry. Why do you want to stay angry when you are asking the question why God allowed you to come into that accident and have you crippled for life?
Not even an accident. I don't know why God chose my brother. He chose my brother to go to heaven, and he didn't choose me to have an easy pass to heaven. You know, that's why I'm angry, you know?
Let me say this to you. You can have these feelings all you like, okay? You're human. You can have these feelings. But you have a choice because you're still alive to go to heaven where your brother is. Didn't you say your brother?
Yeah, he died at 1.5 years old. Yeah, my brother,
You have a chance to get there where he is. Now, you can nullify it by staying angry with God and end up, you know, if he takes you like you are, you are going to go to hell. That's what you read the scripture. You say you know it. You have a degree, all of that. But listen to yourself what you're saying. You've got to warn. You're going to have to forget that. All of that trouble, all the trials, what you've gone through, what you think Jesus went through? Huh? He went through, he lost his life for us, just for us, so we can have this right. You got the right to change things now, okay? You got, long as there is breath in you, regardless of your condition, and you could be in the condition you're in and be a great man of God, the same. It doesn't matter what condition you are. God can still use you. See, he can still use you as you are. And all he can take, if you forgive yourself, forgive whatever God, and forget about that, ask God to forgive you, and then change your mind, you know what?
But
he may heal you. He said, who can
I had a question for you, though. I had a question for you. Why did God choose my brother to have an easy pass to go to heaven, and he didn't choose me? He could have chose me, too.
I don't know why God chose your brother because, listen, I just lost my son last week, okay? And he has been sort of sick since he was 4 years old, and he died. He was 59. God kept him all these years, and he would ask the same question. You hear what I'm saying? Why didn't he let me die? Why am I alive? I don't want to live like this. He asked that, but he stayed for 59 years. Do you understand what I'm saying? And he came. Do you know when he got the answer to them questions that he wanted? On his deathbed. When he looked up and seen Jesus come in the room, and he said, oh, my God, I've been waiting for you so long. Why you took so long? Why you took so long? He started asking God, why you took so long to come for me? See? And I had to deal with him all that time, too, because he wanted to know the same thing you say. He was saying, it's why me? Why I got to live like that? My brother don't live like this. Why I got to live like that? And he was my youngest, you see.
So therefore, those questions are valid. You can ask those questions, but don't allow these questions to take you out of here without God. You know, if you read the Bible, you believe something. See, you believe in it, but you just don't understand why you're in your condition. See, you can turn it around today. You can turn it around any hour of the day, night you want to, by the choice you made, and that is repent to God. See?
It's calling?
Yes, it's calling
God. Okay. Praise God. Well, amen. Give me another. Did I just put that in? I'm still answering?
Yeah, you know, you're still on the phone. Go ahead.
Hello?
No, no. His call is
God. Okay.
Continue.
Jason, it's gone for right now. Praise God. Amen. Amen. But I trust that you that's having a difficult time know, too, that God can make a change. As long as there's life in you, there can be a change. Just because you're angry with God, there are lots of people angry with God. What do you think about the atheists? They angry because they talking about they ain't no God because something happened. A God didn't do what they wanted. He wanted him to do. So therefore, they talking about they atheists. They don't believe in God, and everything they say is oh God this and oh God that. You see, so people just got to make right choices here. Glory be to God. Well, you know, bless God. We thank God for you that is listening. And if you have opinions, somebody want to say something, call in. We'll hear what you have to say to that same message, what the young man was saying. You might have had an opinion or another. Come on, you can call in. Mm-hmm. Go ahead on. Come on, call in. Mm-hmm. All right, you don't want to call in and talk about it? Huh? You can talk about that issue also. You know, we all have these things sometimes. We get a little angry with God. But God know that. Hmm? But you still alive. He didn't wipe you out, did he? Hmm? God didn't wipe you out, did he?
No, he didn't.
Huh? You're still alive.
Amen.
Hello? We're still alive. That means he's giving you a chance.
Yes,
to change. To turn things around so that he can be the one to bless you. Why you want to give place to the devil? By being angry. Hmm? Hey, I wasn't angry about my son. I kept on praising God. I kept on evangelizing all over the world and the islands also. I would still go and preach the gospel even though he was like he was, you see. And he'd been like that since he was a little boy. The sickness was on him and all, but he survived. He got married. He had children. Now he had left grandchildren. I think that was a good life. He had a job that making more than most people work all their lives. God blessed him to get to use his hands. You see, so he was blessed in spite of his condition all his life. You see, he was blessed. He arguing and fussed about it and all that. That's him, not me. I ain't had to argue about it. God do what he want to do. My job is to encourage you to hold on to what you got, you know, because you will do better if you allow God into your life. We will do better, people. We will do better every time. Oh yeah, I'm telling you. I done been through a whole lot of things I could tell you that I've been through, but don't have time and don't want to give you all everything, okay? Don't want to give you everything. But it wasn't me giving up on God. Yes, I asked God, why am I misery like this? Why am I in misery? Haven't you asked God that question? What's wrong with me? Why you got me living like this? You know, I've asked those questions. And God answered. He done answered. He answered. You see, I'm still alive. You see me, and none stop now. I didn't stop just because things happened to me. So many things happened. Some ungodly things happened to me. See? I could still hate people. I could still hate. But I don't want to be a hateful person. I want to be a loving person. Regardless of whether you love me or not, I'm going to love you anyhow. See? That's my motto. You see what I'm saying? I choose to be that way. I choose to love you anyhow. If I have to love the hell out of you, I'm going to try to do it. I can't make you love me, but I can love you. I'm responsible for loving you and for forgiving you of what you do to me. You see, I'm responsible for that. Now, I'm not responsible whether you reciprocate. When you come back, you do it to me. I ain't responsible for that. You're responsible for your own stuff. I'm responsible for my stuff, what I do, and how I act and react. Do you get it? You see what I'm saying? Because I choose to forgive. I can't be mad at my mother because she had me. God had a reason for me to be here, and it was to do what? Carry his word. To carry his word. You see? It didn't matter because I'm black, because I was told to myself, see, ain't nobody going to believe you, listen to you, because you're a woman and you're black too. That's what a preacher told me one time. And I said, really? I said, that is your opinion. Do you see? I refuse to let that bother me, okay? Because what he's saying don't coincide with what the scripture says. The scripture didn't say, because you black, I wasn't going to save you. And call you to be a pastor, or cause you to preach my word just because you black, or white, or green, or purple. He didn't say that. See? He called whosoever he will. He called them. You understand? You see? I know. Y'all don't want to ask no question. You want to talk about that situation. Do you have that situation in your life too? See? Have you gotten over it? Do you see the light? Do you see the light? And the only thing is this, is people don't want to hear when it's your choice. You can change it. Don't have to keep being that way. You see what I'm saying? Doesn't have to keep being that way. And I know it takes a while for some people, but you just keep praying for them anyhow, okay? We're going to put Mr. Jason on the prayer list. You know, we're going to put him on our prayer list, and we're going to continue praying. We're going to pray for him on Friday night, too. We're going to put him on that prayer list, okay? Well, anyway, Jason, whether you somewhere hearing or you turned us off, I don't know which one. But anyway, praise God. We love you, too. We send greetings to you, the healing greetings to you, that God will heal your heart, your mind, your soul, and your body, that you will be healed completely in Jesus' name. Because nothing but the blood is what's going to wash away your sins and wash away the hurt and the pain. It's nothing but the blood. All right, here is our own pastor, Sharon.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word that came forth thus far from the woman of God, Apostle Porter, this morning. We hope that it touched each and every one of you to let you know that even though you may be going through many trials and tribulation, testing, ups and downs, know that God is right there for you. He promised in his word never to leave you nor to forsake you. And he is right there waiting for you to, with an outstretched arm, to say, I need your help today. My God, I need you right now. I don't know what to do. I am overwhelmed by the situation in my life. I need you, Lord. I need you. Every hour I need you. I need a touch from you today. I need you to uphold me with your right hand. And you may feel like the enemy is on your track real bad. But you know what? The word of God let us know, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And you can speak the word of God and say, this too will pass. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Joy cometh in the morning. And the woman of God was talking about when they were on the ship and a storm came, right? And they were told to launch out in the deep. You got to launch out. And she made up in her mind to first strike the enemy. In other words, enemy, I am not taking down. I'm in the ring right now. And just like a boxing ring when the two fighters are there. But you know what? She got more going for her than going against her. Because you cannot see the unseen angel, the warring angel fighting on your behalf today. So when the enemy tried to hit you one side, the blood of Jesus come up and block the hands of the enemy. He will not give you more than you can bear today. God is concerned about each and every one of us. He knows your name today. You may feel like you're all by yourself, but he is right there by your side. Take your eyes off your situation and keep your eyes on him. Speak the word of God. Command that spirit of confusion to be gone right now in the name of Jesus. Release that spirit of peace right now on your life, in, around you, around your surroundings right now. Cast down imagination and every high exalted itself against the knowledge of God. God is waiting on you today, because we recognize when it comes closer to the holiday season, the Thanksgiving and the Christmas, people start feeling going through different little testing, right? Because the loss of their loved one, they may lose their job, the job may be about to be closed down, but you know what? Your trust is in the Lord Jesus Christ today. Ask of him today. Believe his word, trust his word. Believe the word of God, because the enemy will always make you want to give up on God. But you know what? Why don't you give up on the enemy? Why don't you give up on him? Know that he ain't got nothing good for you today. He wants to take you straight to hell. He wants you to commit suicide. He wants you to go ahead and drink like it's 1999. He wants you to party hardy. And while you party hardy, he's turning up the heat just for you. And he's laughing on you, at you. Why don't you just know that God is a loving God and see him with his outstretched arm waiting for you to call upon him and say, Father, I need your help. Help me right now. Because you know what? When Peter was on that water, he was about to be taken down by, because he took his eyes off God. He said, I need your help. Help me. He cried out unto God. And we know the word of God say, when I cried with my voice, he heard me out of his holy hill. According to Psalm, the third chapter, when you cry unto him, he will hear you today. He hears your heart cry. He knows the heartbeat. He knows the tears that comes down your eye. He knows when you just can't take it anymore. He knows that he's right there just for you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He said the battle belongs to him today. He's processing you. Don't take down to the enemy today. You start speaking the word of God. The word of God is like a two-edged sword that goes forth and cut down and tear down every plot and snare of the enemy, because God is your shepherd today, and you shall not want for anything. The word let us know, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord will
will deliver them out of them all. He has not brought you this far to leave you. Yes, you're going through a trial. Yes, you're going through a test. Yes, you don't know what to do. But when you don't know what to do, he knows what to do. He just waited on you to trust him today, to take your hands out of the situation and give it to him today. Launch out mean to what? To push out, to put forth. Push out, to put forth. You got to do something today. Push out, put forth. Push out, push, push through your trials and tests. Push through they talking about you. Push through what they saying. Push through it today. Don't take down because you're close to the end. You're right there to the blessing. There's a breakthrough. There's a breakthrough there just for you. And you know when God is about to bless, the enemy does come in and start stirring up the pot. He starts stirring up the this and the that. But you know what? On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. And all other ground is sinking sand. I'm standing on the rock, and the rock is Jesus today. I'm standing on his word today. It doesn't matter what they say. I tell you, this month it has been the pot has been turned up. But you know what? God is teaching us how to say, I salute the divinity of God, and I'm saying love. He teaching you to how to forgive. He teaching you how when they try to malign your name. He teaching you when they lying on you and they saying other things but the truth right now. But you know what? I believe today the truth will prevail. The truth will prevail. The truth will prevail today. I mean, when God testing you to see what you going to do today, are you going to put up your dukes in the natural or are you going to put up your dukes in the spiritual realm and speak the word of God and declare and decree that for God you stand and for God you live and no weapon that is formed against you will prosper. Today, stand on the word of God. Stand on the word of God. Yes, you may have to walk up and down at night, and you say, Lord, 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 touch me, help me. My heart is so overwhelmed. My heart is heavy. I need you, Lord. He see that tear. He see that tears. He see that heartache. He see the situation, and he's moving on your behalf, but he's letting you know that I'm there. It's just a test. It's the test today for you to push out what he has in you, to put forth your hand. You got to put forth your hand like Moses did in the Red Sea, right? The Pharaoh was behind him, and he was a sea in front of him, but he had to use what he got. He used what the weapon of his warfare. He had to use the word of God. He had to cry out to God, and God see about him today. Yes, you may feel like your back is against the wall, but that's to give you the opportunity to push until something happens. Don't fall down and fall out and have a temper tantrum like most children or adults. I believe adults be having temper tantrums in this day and age. They never got delivered from the temper tantrum, so they become ill adults with that temper tantrum. You say, what? They fall in. Now, but you know what? Fall on your knees today. In your falling out, fall on your knees and talk to him. Talk to God. Tell him all about it. Tell him all about it. Tell him how you feel about this situation. He already knows. Tell him, even if you say, God, I just don't like it. I don't understand it. But you know what? I'm going to believe you. And you may have to keep going, going before God with the same thing over and over and over until he give you the result. He give you the answer how to handle this situation. But in the meantime, you got to release good thoughts to that person. You got to say, God, stirring them up right now. If there's any spirit of God in there, let truth prevail today. Let truth prevail today. That's all you can do. You tell the truth, whether or not if it's on you, whether or not you get in trouble or not. But when someone else telling the things that are not true, my God, it does irk your soul. But But you know what God teaching us? They lied on me. They said all men of evil against me. I have it in the word of God to let you know this will happen to you too. It does not matter your title. They will lie on you too. It does not matter how old you are. They will lie on you too. But this is how I went through. I know I was about to do my father business. I came to do my father business. It doesn't matter. I'm here in this world, but I'm not of this world. So he let you know this too will pass. How do you overcome evil? By doing good. How do you overcome the trap and the snares of the enemy? You fall on your knees and you ask God to direct your path. Let you see the snares of the enemy. Let you see the traps of the enemy. Teach me, oh God, how to fight this battle. Teach me, oh God, how to stand. Teach me how to lean on you and take the limits off today. We got to ask him. We got to ask him today to bring us to that place in him, to bring us in that place in him, that we may walk according to his word. Believe me, in this day and age, I believe he's fine-tuning all of us today. He's fine-tuning us. My God, you'll find out what's really in you. You'll find out, can you handle the pressure? Can you handle the lie? Can you handle the persecution? Can you handle the unfairness? Because you know we think things are unfair at times, and it may just be unfair. But what can you do about it? He's the one that got all power in his hand. He's the one that can give you the key to how to unlock that problem in your life today. So today, trust in him. Depend on him. Know that he's able to bring you out today. I tell you, he's molding you, he's making you into what he wants you to be. My God, oh my goodness, I know he is a blessing in this all. There is a blessing in everything that you're going through today. There is a blessing, my God. He's setting you up for a blessing. Am I going to pass this test? I don't feel like I can pass the test right now. But God, if you give me the strength, I know I can make it if I lean on you today. I'm reminded that so many people were back against the wall. They're in situation. They just don't know what to do. And when you're in that situation, you need someone that's going to speak life in your situation, that's going to speak life and let you know God brought you through before. He's the same God. You are in worse situations than this before, and God has never let you down. He will not let the enemy laugh at you. He will not let the enemy overcome you. He'll make another way for you today. You may not be able to pay the car, no, but God is your supply today. He is the one that can tell you where the money is. He is the one that can give you witty ideas on what to do. He is the one that can give you divine favor with man and with him today. He's the only one today. So you just got to send that love and say, God, soften the heart. I'm reminded he can soften the heart of a king that is sinful. It is sinful nation. He is God and there is none under but him. If he can do all that, what about to now? Is in the word to let you know he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's the one that can change the hearts of man. He's the one that can, and if he chooses to do it, he can do it. But if he doesn't, what you going to do? You still got to stand on his word today and believe what he's telling you today. Believe in him today. Believe in the mighty God. Believe his word today and know that he's able to bring you through. Yes, we got questions in our life. Yes, we have so many questions. But you know what? There's a purpose for everything. It is a purpose. He's molding you. He know you can handle it. He brought you into this world because for a purpose, even is to encourage someone else. He know you can do it. He know you may not believe it today, but God knows you
can handle it. You can handle it today. Don't depend on yourself, but depend on him. And according to Psalms 18 chapter, say, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my butler and the horn of my salvation. And he's what? My high tower. And verse 3 says, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Oh my goodness. You, when you call upon him, he will definitely answer you today. Why? Because he is your rock and your high tower. He is my salvation, and he is the butler, my butler today. So when you're going through, right, he let us know we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness in high places. He let you know that you're coming up against spiritual wickedness. He let you know that you will come up against these things, but I gave you the key. You can overcome it. Use the keys that I've given you today. And according to Psalms 121 says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hill from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which make heaven and earth. My help cometh from the Lord. There's so many people that have different gods in this dimension, but you know what? My help cometh from the Lord, the one that make the heaven and the earth. My God, he will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. So God knows what's going on with you today. He's not sleeping. You know how sometimes when we go to bed, we so tired, we be sleeping and calling in the cows, right? And we don't hear anything that's going around you. But you know what? It let me know, my God, he's wide awake. He's not a slumber, nor he's sleep. He sees every little thing that's going on. He sees the plots of the enemy. He sees when they congregate together and say, let us do this and let us do that. But you know what? He's a liar today, because your help comes from him today. He's the one that created. He spoke the word, let there be, and it came forth. And he spoke light, and it came forth today. So he releasing that word for you today to let you know that you got the power, the authority to speak that word and call forth those things that you desire. Call forth those things according to his word. And you know what? And if it's his will, he will move on your behalf. Or maybe it's just time. God shifting you for better and better things today. Remember today, nothing come upon you unaware. God already know the plot and the snares of the enemy. He is right there just for you. Verse 5 said, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even evermore. They let me know that what? He preserving you. He's keeping you when you go out, when you come in. He protecting you from all hurt, harm, or danger. Now, even though he's protecting you, he didn't tell you you will not go through trials and tests in your life, but he let you know that depend on me, trust in me. I will teach you. I will show you how to overcome. I will show you. I will remind you that who I am. I will remind you that I'm the one with the authority in my hand. I'm the one that can pluck down and tear down. I'm the one that can touch man's heart today. I am the one today. And know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Joy is coming in the morning. Joy coming in the morning. Yes, he comes in the morning. He is there for you. So today, just lift your hands and worship him and say, you are God regardless, and I bless your name. It doesn't matter. Yes, I know that you're the one that gives me the strength. You're the one that has brought me from a long way before, God. I remember over in my life when things get a little bit hectic in the now, God reminded me where he brought me from. He reminded me when I just did not know what to do. He reminded me that I had to go back to him. He told me to trust in him. Yes, you look for people around you to do this and do that, but your help cometh from the Lord. He is the one that can touch man. And then when he tell man to do, they either obey the word of the Lord or they don't. But you know what? If that one person don't obey God, then the next person will. You can't, don't get mad at them. Just say, you know what? You just missed your opportunity for God to flow, the overflow in your life. And God always have a ram in the bush. He always have another place there. He always have another car there. He always has some new friends. I mean true friends. He always has some new neighbors, man. He may move out the one that is contrary and bring some new ones around you. I tell you, I went through a trial from September, and I tell you, I was laughing at the end. It was so funny to me. My God, when people try to hookwink you, I tell you, I was getting mad first, y'all. I'm going to tell you the truth, because you know what? They were lying. I was getting upset because they were lying. I tell you, my sign had legs, oh my God, and it was walking out the yard, and they were accusing the HOA until I called the HOA, and the HOA say, no, ma'am, no one took your sign down. But you know what? They were lying, and they were looking me dead in my face and lying. It reminded me about Ananias and Sapphira. They were busy lying, and then the husband dropped there, and then that wife came and lying. I tell you, wife, be careful. If your husband lying and you know he lying, do not agree with him. Husband, you know your wife is lying, do not agree with them, because you know what? You may lose your life because you're coming in agreement. Tell the truth. Tell them, you know what? We don't think it's a good idea right now. But my God, when they're coming in agreement and they're lying, my God, I'm so reminded about Ananias and Sapphira. You're lying. It is yours to do whatever you want to do. You can come up a better plan. You can say whatever. But when you choose to lie, I tell you, God had to tell me, hold your peace. I tell you, hold your peace. And then that devil, he will try you. Are we still friends? Oh, yeah, we still friends. The friend of Jesus. Oh, my God. You can be a friend of Jesus for me today. Why? Because I'm not going to bring you that close anymore, but I'll be a friend of Jesus. Hey, how you doing today? He had to teach me that, y'all. How you doing? How you doing? And they, after a while, they were running and hiding. My God. Why? Because God had given me a little bit boldness. When I know you crazy and you're doing lying stuff, I'll be in your face. My God. Before, I used to be crying. Why me? Why me? But I tell you, you know what, God? I got to the place now. I'll tell him, you know that's not true. Oh, my goodness, you know that's not true. And sometimes it's not even worded. Why? It's don't even worded. Because, you know, you want to be a person of integrity. You want to be a person that represents Jesus. I don't care if it's in business, you're in the grocery store, wherever you are representing Jesus. And when it comes to God, he will judge me for what I do. He will judge you for what you do, how you handle the situation. And don't you know the enemy knows that? They know what gets to you.
They'll push that button, my goodness. You know, we talked about a cause and an effect, but people don't want to believe the cause and effect. You do something, it's going to cause an effect, right? You throw a petal in a pond, you see the water ripple, right? And you know what? Some people like to throw things and hide their hands behind their back. But you know what? Even though the ripples may be going on in your life, know that Jesus is in the ripple. He's going to turn it around just for your good. He's turning it around just for your good. He's turning it around just for your good. He's turning it around just for your good today. I tell you, in this day and age, you got to stand up and say, devil, enough is enough. I recognize that spirit. You will not come in. You will not come into my house. You will not have that opening. I recognize you today. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So you know what? Be blessed today. Know that God wants you to what? Push. You can push by praying. You can push by the word of God. You can push by praise and worship. You can push by repeating the word of God over and over and over. So you don't walk out of the will of God, that you don't lose your cool and forget that you're in a battle right now, right? And you may punch the person out, but we're not talking about the boxing ring of life today. We're talking about when you put prayer in your lips. Speak the word of God. That's you warring. That's you fighting back by declaring and decreeing the word of the Lord. And know that you are blessed coming in and you are blessed going out. Your household is blessed. Whatever your sole of your feet touch, it is yours. Whatever your hands put to do, you are blessed today. Know that no weapon today shall form against you. It will not prosper. You may do something to slow a person down, but you know what? In the end, you'll slow your own self down. Remember today to love one another and ask God, how do I handle this? Ask God, Lord, I need you to show me how to fight this one, how to deal with this one. Lord, teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in the plain flat path because of my enemy. Do not, Lord, allow my enemy to overcome me today, God, but teach me how to be an overcomer today. Teach me, O Lord. Teach me, O Lord. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me to that straight path. And while you're leading me, God, I will not forget how to praise you. I will not forget how to magnify your name. I'll give you the honor. I'll give you the glory. I'll give you the praise that is due unto your holy name, because I know it was you that woke me up this morning, and I know, though, God, you will not give me more than I can bear. I thank you for today. I thank you for the trials and the tests for today. I thank you for the ups and downs. I thank you for the thing that caused me to react. I thank you, Lord. I can at least come before your presence and say, Lord, have mercy. Thank you for not cutting me off, oh God. Thank you, Father God, for that thought that I had that I did not utter out of my mouth. But God, you know, God, and since you heard me, God, have mercy on me right now. Help me, oh God. Help me, oh God. I need your help. I need your help. I need your help. I tell you, my God, Lord, help me today. Help me to stand. Help me to hold on to your word. Help me, O God. Help me, O Lord. Do not turn your back on me, God. Hear my prayer. Hear my cry, O Lord. Hear me today and have mercy. I know, O God, that you are able. I know, O God, you are able today. And, Lord, when I wake up in the morning, I will not fail to give you the praise. I will not failed to tell each and every person from where you have brought me from. Know what? Give a testimony. Praise God for where he's taking you. Praise him for what he has brought you from. Because you were in worse situation, but the Lord was your guide. He was the one leading you beside the still water. He was the one that would not allow the enemy to overcome you. He was the one that every tear that you shed, he was the one right there to wipe away your tears today. So today, remember that God is the same God of your past. He's the same God today. He is the same God forevermore. So remember in all things to give him the thanks and the praise. Why? Because you're changing the atmosphere around you. My God, change it around you by giving thanks unto him today and thanking him for the things that you don't understand and thank him for giving you the understanding of what it is you're going through. Thank him. Bless his name. And if you cannot even speak the word, just raise your hands up in the air. He understands it. Remember now, the Holy Spirit knows what you're in need of. When you are lost for word, the Holy Spirit will lead and direct you into all truth. He knows what the words you're trying to say that will touch the Father. He's the one that intercedes on your behalf. So remember today, according to Psalms 103, that said, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who heal all thy disease, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Now verse 5 says, who satisfied thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. So thank God for everything today. Why? Because he's renewing you like the eagle. He's giving you supernatural strength for you. So you can know that you can go through this too. Know that no weapon, know that he will not allow the water to overwhelm you. Know that he's right there in the midst of the storm waiting on you. Just like he was there for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they were going through the fiery furnace. The fourth man was Jesus. He appeared right there, and he kept them. Did not allow the heat of the trial to consume them. So know that he's right there beside you. He will not allow anything to consume you because he's what? He's the consuming fire. So salute the divinity of God and send love today. And you know what? Do something silly today. They start saying, every time I turn around, the Lord keep on blessing me. I prophesy and blessing from the north, blessing from the south, blessing from the east, and blessing from the west. And you know what? He's bringing forth my treasure that is in secret place that is hidden into manifestation for me. I may not understand it all today, but I thank God for my finance coming forth. I thank God for the new beginnings. I thank God for creative miracle today. Just start getting radical and say, I thank you for the blessing overtaking me today, and the blessing of the Lord make it rich, and it adds no sorrow. So just get radical like you're talking to somebody, because you are, you're declaring, and you're decreeing, and you're pushing through, and busting for from that different atmosphere, and speaking that word, because you what? When you speak that word, your word go forth and create new blessing just for you. So we thank God for divine favor. We thank God for what he's doing, Sister Diane. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, now y'all can't say y'all was in touch. Y'all can't say that wasn't a word from God. That was an awesome word from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon. I tell you, if you didn't begin to frustrate the devil, then you better start all now, because all that word that came forth
was to encourage you, knowing that the God that you serve and you trust and you believe and you have faith in, that he got you in no matter what that you're going through today. I tell you, I feel touched. I'm blessed by the word. I am blessed by the word. And I pray that Jason listen to this broadcast again, and he trust and believe in God that he makes no mistake in what he has done. And he is a God, a healer. He is a merciful and forgiving God. So, Father, today, before we leave off this line, we pray for Jason. And we ask you, Lord, to touch his mind and touch his heart. And we speak forgiveness into him right now in the name of Jesus, that he learn not only to forgive himself, Lord, Father, but, Father, to ask you to forgive him this day, Lord. Father, touch each and every one of our listeners at this time, Lord. Bless them, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for just working it out for them. We thank you each and every time that they listen to the broadcast, that they share the broadcast, that they receive the word that is coming forward, Lord. We say thank you this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Father, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. So you know what? We thank you all for tuning in. Now, tomorrow at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line that you can call in, tear the devil kingdom down, and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. So you know what? Call 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's tomorrow night at 11 p.m., so come on and tear the devil kingdom down. Pray one for another. You may need prayer in that time. You can ask for prayer. You may have a praise report. You can go ahead and you can do so. We just thank you all and continue each and every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. to tune into Blog Talk Radio. Again, that call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter put out there. You can sow into the radio ministry, into Apostle Porter's life. You can just visit us at LogianInternationalMinistries.com and hit that donate button. You can pay your tithes, your offering, plant a seed. You can do whatever you want. Know that no donation is too small or too great. Again, that's LogianInternationalMinistries.com, and that's LOGION internationalministries.com. You can also send it to City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida 32704. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things
start happening.
so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go and
I can let God. Let him have.
Let go.
He's the only one with the answer.
Let go.
Yeah, let God.